Comment would be, especially there at the end, when he was talking about non-judgmental, mindfulness, that was reflecting this, how much of that also to be tied into the realm of the harms. Like mindfulness was more like equanimity.
Yeah, I think that that sense of having that quality of well-wishing and compassion are kind of the same. I mean, one is, of course, it's one's turning the attention to the causal process and not sort of blaming or feeling put upon by external things, but similarly, there's a not getting caught up in the self-blaming and the lack of well-wishing and compassion that can sometimes come directed towards oneself. There I go again. Following my feelings and getting caught up in them. You know, we can prop up that whole story as well, and that's it's important to curb the externalizing, but it's important to not sort of demonize the internal as well, and be able to step back and see things in terms of cause and condition. And cause and condition not just in a mechanical, cold sense, but a cause and condition in the sense of, oh, this is the way out. This is a real opportunity for really handling this in a real skillful way.
Yeah, I've heard Ajahn Amaro directly relate exactly what you're talking about, Ajahn Jyotipala, with like Brahma Viharas and Metta specifically. He sort of glosses a radical acceptance, and he talks of, it was very helpful for me, talking about like reacting to pain with spaciousness,
right,
and sort of holding the space around the unpleasant sensations, and as that being a manifestation of Metta. And that's exactly what I think Umpa Panya is talking about here.
It's also worth noting that anger is said to be the easiest of the defilements to uproot.
Right.
So he focuses this whole section on disconnecting feeling and craving on the easiest one to break. And that's probably no accident.
Right.
He also
gets his confidence and encouragement. Okay, this is doable. To base
love. He also gave the, I think this is a lot of this was at Wat Nanachan, where he gave these to mostly Westerners,
right,
probably mostly suffering from anger.
I didn't know, a couple years ago, or a year ago, you gave a talk about the same topic on, you were referring to Lumpur Liam. Didn't he have a slightly different take?
It was more like cutting it between craving and clinging, but that's Ajahn Buddhadasa, actually.
Buddhadasa.
But I thought Lumpur Panya was touching on that a little bit, in that he was combining feeling, craving, and clinging, although he called it clinging attachment in this one. He was speaking of all three.
One more question?
Yeah.